my big boy. You ready to talk about some dragons?
Yep.
Were there even really any dragons in this one, other than when Daemon landed? He kind of flew over Rhaenyra's head, and then other than that, no dragons.
Nope, that was it.
Fuck, you know, it's called House of the Dragon. I want my dragons.
Didn't get them this time.
No, but this was a spicy episode, though. No dragons, but, you know, we got some uncle and niece making out.
Language.
Yeah. You
know, there's some spicy shit happening. Rumors of them banging in brothels.
Yeah. But didn't they say in the after show that they didn't, like, nothing happened?
Yeah, they didn't actually bang. He got almost, yeah. He banged the wall and shit like that. I thought he did that on purpose to, like, so someone would say something.
Yeah.
But we don't know who snitched, right? Like, do you have any idea?
Yeah, it was that little fucking kid. The little guy.
Which one?
It was the little guy that was, like, that came from, I can't remember where he's from. But he was like, oh, and he's like a little bitty guy. And then, like, the kid was making fun of him. And then he killed the kid after.
Oh, you think it was that child that snitched on her?
100% it was. Oh, he fucking went. And that was him at the gates with the hand. Yeah.
Okay. I see it for me. I just thought it was going to be Sir Criston Cole that snitched on her. I just assumed it was going to be him. But if it was, like, I didn't even catch that.
I'm pretty sure, because me and Abby were like, was that the, and she was like, yep, it was little kid.
I saw the kid at the end, too, or whenever that was, but I don't know why that didn't click for me, but I like that if that is him.
Because when they're leaving the, you know, whatever, pleasure house, as they call it,
mm-hmm.
he was sitting on the stairs right there, and she didn't have her hat on.
Oh, anymore. Was he? Okay.
Yeah. Because I'm like, who? I'm like, is that the little kid? So,
wow, that
yeah.
that little fucker just goes to, like, whorehouses and shit?
I mean, I and guess. Time? I hope I'm not wrong on this. I mean, this,
no, I hope you're not wrong either, because that's kind of cool. That's almost like a little Westworld, like, Bernard Vision shit that I missed. I like that.
Yeah. But I mean, I hope I'm right. Hopefully I'm right, because I feel pretty confident about it, so I'm hoping that I am right.
But so what did you think of this one? This was kind of, it was kind of more of just like a... like a chill episode, even though there was a lot of drama. There's really, really just no, like, violence.
No, no violence. It was kind of slow, I thought.
A little bit. It felt like a lot of, like, their, like the kissing scene and her with Sir Criston Cole, a lot of those just, like, kept going, and it was very dragged on. But I wonder, like, if it was just the point was, like, to, like, just show her finally breaking loose or something.
I mean, I guess. I mean, she did mention, you know, she wants to be free, and she doesn't know when she's going to be free again. And then it took, you know, 39 minutes to undress Sir Criston Cole.
I know. I thought that was really funny. It showed how people could be like, yeah, let's fuck. Hold on. I got to take your little armor piece off. I got to put this over here. Okay. I feel like that really, by the time he's naked, you're like, I'm just going to go to bed.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't want to touch your pee-pee anymore.
Like, holy hell. Like, there's just all kinds of stuff.
You know, it was like a 15-minute scene of her, like, just taking off his back piece.
Yeah. I'm like, wow. But yeah, I don't know. It was pretty slow. You know, I it's probably my least favorite episode so far. Not because of them. I mean, you know, obviously that's not PC in today's culture, but apparently not. Maybe not back then either. But I mean, I feel like it was less frowned upon back then.
It seemed more like it's just like, oh, you guys did that? Okay. Like back then.
Well, and it's funny, too, that, you know, I mean, clearly Daemon wants her. Like, Daemon wants to.
Yeah, no, he wants to wake up.
Which is so weird and just creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't understand why his brother, the king, didn't just kill him. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's what I would have done.
I have spent a lifetime defending you. But your heart is even blacker than I thought.
I just don't understand.
In these times, too, it does seem like the very easy solution would to just be like, yeah, kill him. Just get rid of him.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like family means all that much sometimes.
Yeah, because I was talking to Craig at work, and I asked him, I was talking to him today, and I said, oh, did you watch the episode? He goes, no. He goes, I was watching The Crown. And he goes, that Damon guy is in that show.
Yeah, he's in the first season of The Crown. Yeah,
yeah, and he's like, he goes, oh, he goes, it's just so weird to look and like see him, you know, because he's like, I'm watching him in House of the Dragon, and he's like, he's in The Crown. I guess he's the Queen's husband or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. So yeah, he was just like, oh yeah, he's like, that's pretty weird. But I mean, so we're like, what was the whole point of him doing that? Like, was he hoping to get her horned up so that she would chase him?
I think his plan was to get her all horned up, get her there. I'm going to kiss her a little bit, get her almost to fuck me so, and make a ruckus so someone sees. I think his intention was for all this to happen, and then his mm-hmm. brother actually like let them get married.
Mm.
So now I think maybe now he'll do it in some fucked up way because his brother won't let him.
Yeah.
But that's how it felt to me, at least.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought it was weird because it was like, I mean, he did all of that. He got her, you know, all ramped up, and then she just went home.
Boom, and slams the wall and walks off.
Yeah, and then she went home and, you know, sleeps with Kristen.
Yeah.
So it's like, what? What was the point?
Maybe you're right, though. Maybe it was just, I mean, maybe he used it getting told in his favor to try to get her married to him and all that. Maybe he was supposed to just get her all horned up and then go, see, now you go fuck some dude and let yourself be free. So maybe that was his point.
I don't think it was that.
Maybe he's just being like a friendly uncle, you know, just getting her horned up and then like, you go get your boy.
I don't think it was that.
yeah, probably not.
Because, I mean, she was ready.
Oh,
I mean,
she wanted it.
I mean, that's what I mean. Like, she was ready to go, and it was. Just
it didn't
like,
take much talking into it. It felt like maybe they had this tension for a while.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was interesting that Placenta was able, you know, kind of trying to help her along.
Yeah, it does seem like it seems like she's kind of getting sick of Rhaenyra being able to, like, her saying, I want to pick and choose my husband and do all this and say, like, you're going to be locked in the tower, like, just to make babies and all that. So I can see that's where they start fighting each other and all that. I can see that coming together there.
Well, yeah, that's how the episode started. You know, she was in another, I don't know where she was, but she was supposed to be there for 2 months to find her husband.
Yeah,
she
and it was like short. The MTV show Next, where they just had random, like, old dudes walking. Which, am I dumb, or was the first guy, I can't remember his name.
Tell me, Lord Dondarrion, did you think my great-grandmother is beautiful, as they say?
Maybe it was Beric Dondarrion? Was it the guy that's supposed to be in Game of Thrones had the flaming sword? Was that him?
I'm not 100% on that. I don't know. Because
with subtitles, I swear it said Beric Dondarrion. I'm pretty sure that's his name, I think. Could be a different person, but I looked it up and it said that was the name, but I don't know, and I wasn't sure if that was him or not, because I know he was supposed to, like, what didn't he, like, he died a bunch of Game of Thrones and like kept coming back, and he was on like his last life in whatever season he was in.
It's been a while, and I don't retain it.
Do you remember the guy with the fire sword with Jon Snow?
Yeah, I remember that, but I don't. I mean, details, they're very fuzzy.
Well,
if any.
If a guy in this show ends up having a flaming sword, then we'll know it's that guy, and we'll know I'm right.
Sure.
So whenever that happens, we'll come back to this.
Yeah, cue this point right here.
Yeah,
in the pod,
little marker.
And, we can come back. We can come back. But yeah, so she obviously doesn't want to pick the husband. She feels like it's a shitty process that she's basically just going to live in a castle and pop out babies to be an heir.
Yeah.
So she would lose her right to the heir if she got married and popped out babies. But
you would,
I don't know.
You would think, I feel like it's always weird, like in these like kingdoms and old times, you know, I know this is fake, but like it's based off shit. You would think they would give, and I feel like this goes into a whole other conversation, but it just seems inevitable to me that the women will eventually rise up and not want to be the ones just constantly just in a castle giving babies and all this shit. So you would just think right off the bat you would just do things differently. Because it seems like that could only last so long doing it that. It just seems inevitable that like they're gonna, one day there's going to be a couple girls that are like, I don't, my mom died giving birth doing this her whole life. And it just, you know what I mean? It makes me wonder. Like, it just seems like, what the heck?
But see, given, I mean, when did women get rights in America? It was like the 1930s or 40s. So, I mean, there's still a long way to go before, like, women.
Do you think that
could
be one of the spinoffs in Game of Thrones? They get to, like,
No. No, no. It's funny. It's funny because I always mess with Abby, and because she hates it, and I'll be like, yeah, you know, like I'm trying to remember. It was towards the end of the episode, and I think it was when she was saying, like, you know, I don't want to just be, you know, like a wife and be locked in the castle and spitting out babies. And I go, that's where she should be. That's her place. And Abby hates it whenever I say shit like that. Theories, but, I like fucking money.
That's funny. Oh,
history to repeat itself.
I did like how the little guy killed the guy that was picking on him.
Yeah, I did like that too. Yeah. So yeah, so that little guy killed that guy. Maybe he snitched on her. Maybe this little guy's gonna have a bigger role than I thought he would. I don't even remember his name. I don't even think it sounded familiar to me.
He's just like a little weasel.
No, I'm gonna think of his family as the Weasels.
Yeah, he was like a midgetized Nick. That's what I think. He was just a little midget Nick, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
He
was tiny.
What else happened in this other than the incest that was interesting? I feel like really almost not much happened.
I mean, they went out. They were. I thought it was interesting that he took her to that play, like in King's Landing, to kind of see that the people didn't want her to be the heir.
Yeah, you're already showing that they're split, like,
yeah,
they already want the brothers, like, all that shit.
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting. I mean, honestly, there wasn't a whole lot other than that. And then at the end, Otto's no longer the hand.
Yeah, I did like that. That was kind of cool. That was very cool of Rhaenyra, too. Like, she's like, all right, I'll marry the goddamn snake.
Yeah.
But then kind of told him all that shit about Otto, which before he was even defending Otto to her, but then up to him, and he's like, oh, your daughter was a very calculated gift or whatever he called it, and like all that. Like, I like that he called him out for everything and then just fucking snagged it right off him.
He's like, yeah, I can't trust you anymore. But I mean, it's totally true. He might not be 100% dead on.
Yeah.
But I mean, the Hand of the King... I mean, he sent his daughter up there for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
remember,
for
he
sure.
Even was like, hey, wear one of your mom's dresses when you go up there.
Yeah, for sure there is ulterior motives.
Yeah,
you know,
when you even said, I think, like, the first or second episode on him, he reminded you of
Littlefinger,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, I wonder how long... he'll be in it now, not being Hand of the King.
I don't know. Especially, trying to turn his daughter.
Yeah, with like the time jumps and all that too. It'll be really interesting.
Which you can tell that she does not like the king. Like,
yeah,
she's not.
Oh my god, no! She was just spacing out while he was fucking her.
Yeah, she was just like, yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, you keep doing your thing, and then this is done. I'm gonna go read a book or something.
Yeah, just get it over with. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah. It'll be interesting to see where it goes. I mean, I feel like it's kind of predictable. But
next week's the last one with the young people.
Oh, okay. So then the time jump will be after that.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it on purpose that like all this stuff is getting out ahead of time, or I mean, like, is it just like shit leaking?
What do you mean?
Well, like, why do we know about the time jump? Like, you would think that we wouldn't know about that.
Well,
we
know about the time jump because we know the actors that were casted.
Well, I mean, I don't. I did no digging. I mean,
well, no, it's
like,
just,
where
just,
did
like
you
it,
go to find that?
If you watch the first trailer for the show, most of the trailers, the older Rhaenyra.
Oh, yeah. See, I didn't.
So, like,
watch
it, just
the
trailers gave it away and all that. It's just how the show is always supposed to be with the time.
Gotcha. I gotcha.
Which I guess, too, I guess they cast the older Rhaenyra and then went and found a younger one after that. Which is interesting because they shot the young Rhaenyra first. I just assumed they did it the other way because of that.
What's her name? Billy Jackson? It's not Billy Jackson. I know it's not Billy
Jackson. Nope, it's not Billy Jackson. I have no idea now.
Isn't Billy Jackson somebody who watches our videos?
Yeah, Billy Jackson comments on our videos. Yeah, maybe they're in Game of Thrones. Holy shit.
I can't think of her name. Me and Abby, she's 22 years old because I was wondering. I go, oh, how old is she in real life? We looked her up. She's
and you're
22.
Like, do I have a shot?
No.
You're like, I want a Targaryen.
You like your panties?
No, she, I don't know. I don't know the way they do her makeup and make her, you know, basically translucent bothers the shit out of me. So. Her not so much anymore, but I didn't like Homeboy's haircut.
Oh, you didn't? I thought he looked so much better with this hair.
Ugh. He's... I don't know. I just can't get past the fucking dimple chin, the butt chin.
I still didn't see it. I don't know.
Oh, my God. And then he had that stupid crown on or whatever.
I mean, he had that on for like a second. He was a little snake king.
Yeah.
Well, and then you got the king, you know, walking around and he's like, you know, fucking driving his sword, the tip of his sword into the ground.
I know, I was that like, the person, good the person that has sword, to like right? fix your yeah. fucking sword's like, come on, asshole. Quit just stabbing it in the floor.
So that went through my head. I'm going, that can't be good for the end of that sword.
No way.
Jeez. But yeah, I don't think, I really don't. I don't know if there was all that much left or, you know, much else happened. It was a lot of creeping around in the shadows.
Yeah.
You know, it reminded, you know, when Damon had on the hood, it reminded me of Joe and you with the hat. He was no one
can recognize him now just because he throws on a hood.
No one knew who because he had the hood on and she had the
Well, and then he was standing at that window and he's beaten off.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. You never know.
I'm really curious. And I know we just talk about this every week, but like how, cause like, it seems like when the big time jump happens, cause you know, the guy we've been seeing in the trailers, have you seen the one that has like the eye patch on his eye or whatever?
Yeah.
That's older Aegon. That's the baby we've been seeing as an adult.
Oh my God. We go that far.
Yeah. So like we're going to go, I think so, we're going to go through the almost their entire lives, basically. Not like really, but or I think we're going to go pretty far and like see all their, because I think next it'll be all their kids too.
Oh, fuck. See, I mean, I don't know. It just bothers me because I like it the way it is.
I know. I would prefer the slow roll and just keep going with these people.
But, I mean, who's to say it's not going to be better with the rest of the time jump? We
don't
know.
It's like the same people writing and shit, so it's only the actors changing. And, like, Matt Smith is still there. The king will still be there until he dies or whatnot, you know? Right. So, like, there'll still be some similar people around, too.
Well, the king. I mean, the king's got to be dead soon.
Yeah. I'm surprised his hand shit hasn't spread more. It seems to have really only gotten rid of the two fingers. I thought maybe with more years, it would just be like the whole hand's gone or something.
It's probably those maggots that saved it, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
That was pretty gnarly. It's pretty gnarly. It was funny because Abby specifically didn't eat during this episode, and there was nothing that was really
gross. That's funny. I didn't think about that. You could eat this entire episode unless, like, incest, like, them kissing really freaked you out.
Yeah.
You'd be fine.
Well, because I sent the tweet that you sent me to Abby, and she's like, what? And I go, oh, or she goes, Damon and Rhaenyra fuck, and I go, pretty sure, or something
probably.
Of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, really? I'm like, yeah. I go, it's pretty well known that they get together, or it's rumored that they get together,
mm-hmm.
And so then like we're talking, and I go, fuck. I go, maybe. You know, because like I'll like whenever he came and they were doing their little celebration, like she was there, and I was like, maybe it's a threesome with Placenta, Rhaenyra.
Oh shit, that'd be wild.
You know?
But no, nothing of that nature. So.
That's funny. Last thing I thought about too, though, is her dad doesn't really believe her and made her a special little abortion tea at the end of the episode. I mean, what did you think it was? Do you think it was gonna kill her or something?
I mean, it's just odd, but
do you think if she would have drank it, that would have killed her?
I don't know.
It would have been like,
we don't know if she didn't drink it.
I mean, why would she? I assumed it's an abortion thing. I thought she.
I think that's what it's meant to be, but I don't know. Because he did say I should just disinherit you or disown you.
Yeah, that's true. He did. You know, he's becoming more and more unlikable. First couple, he was kind of like a little dopey kind of guy, kind of liked. But as the episodes go on, he's kind of annoying.
Yeah, because I'm going. I mean, does he? I mean, he could just fucking, you know, drink this to just make sure you don't have any, you know, accidents or whatever. Like,
yeah.
I mean, back then times were nuts, dude. So crazy.
I mean,
shit.
Yeah, I saw her make out with her uncle just 15 minutes before her dad was like, "Here you go, drink this to have an abortion." I'm surprised he didn't just wrap up a coat hanger in some wrapping paper and hand it to her.
But I mean, what if she has the baby and it's Kristen Cole's?
Oh, it could be.
Because I'm pretty sure they did stuff.
No, yeah, they definitely fucked. 100%.
Yeah, because she was pretty giddy
all
that next morning. Yeah. Yeah, she peed on my face.
Yeah. Do you think, like any of, like, people in this, like, they love shit like that? Do you think they get that, or do you think they haven't even discovered that till, like, years later?
Oh, I'm assuming it was around. There was probably,
like, people, like,
shit.
Pissing on each other and pegging each other and...
Oh, yeah. I would assume. I would think so.
I wonder how, like, I wonder... I mean, I'm sure probably pretty fucking quick with even apes and stuff like that, but I wonder when people started, like, experimenting differently with sex other than just, like, oh, I put my wiener in here.
Couldn't tell you. You should do research, maybe watch some documentaries or something about sex and the, what would that be called? The blossoming of sexual experiences or something like
that.
And then
next week I'll come in here and I'll fucking school everybody. Be like, you guys want to know when butt plugs were invented? You want to know when they started eating ass?
Yeah. I mean, you could do that, and that could be, you could drop like two, you know, trivia tidbits every week.
Oh, that's true.
Sex.
That could be like a little sideshow thing. Okay.
Yeah. Or you could just make TikToks about that. Trivia sexual tidbits.
It's true.
Yeah. I was going to text you last night and be like, do we even need to do a pod? Because there wasn't much that went on.
I know, there really isn't.
I mean, I knew we were going to do one, but I was just like, man, I'm like, there wasn't a whole hell of a lot that went on.
What's funny, it was like, so, it felt like, not in a bad way, too. It felt so long, too.
It did. It seemed like it took forever.
Yeah. And I wonder if it was, like, I don't want to feel like, oh, just because there was no fights. I didn't, like, it was boring. But it really was just kind of them talking and shit getting moving, but... We have to have some of those episodes sometimes in this.
Yeah.
Do we know how many is in this total? Is it just like 10?
I think it's just 10 is what I saw.
Here, I'm going to look it up before we wrap up real quick. I thought it was 10, but I don't know. So that would be... I guess that makes sense, because that would be like 5 each, like young actor, old actor.
Yeah. So still no update on the old Westworld season 5, huh?
Yeah. Nothing. Yeah, I was thinking about that earlier today. I was like, huh, House of the Dragon's been... renewed. They Chilling renewed it. Even Pretty Little Liars on HBO Max. They renewed a couple of these things on here. They renewed The Rehearsal. Still no Westworld. It makes me wonder, but especially with all this shit going down, I mean, they can't even afford to put out 2 movies this year. They can only afford to put out 2 movies this year. They can put out Black Adam and Don't Worry, Darling. That's it. They can't. So, yeah. Like, who knows? It wouldn't surprise me if it's just canceled. It's because it's been a little bit.
I don't understand how they can only afford to put out 2 movies. That's crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me either. That's
like all of unbelievable. A sudden, all of, like, same thing with Netflix. Same thing with pretty much everything. It's like, oh, we don't have money.
Like, yeah, I mean, Netflix has been put out content. See, that's the stuff that I don't understand either. Netflix has been in debt like since they started, basically.
Yeah,
and yet they can still go make like a $15 billion movie because like it will make money. So like it shit goes back and forth and whatever. But it's just wild how, like, you could be in billions of dollars worth of debt and then still be spending billions of dollars. And just, it's just a fine thing.
It's weird. It's above me and above my pay grade. So. it's weird. I'll tell you that much.
But is there, before we wrap up, since last week's the last one we're going to give these young actors, is there anything you want to see with them before we potentially say goodbye forever?
I don't know. I don't know if there's anything I want to see.
Like, you could maybe get your Damon and threesome with all them. You know, you never know.
No, I don't. I don't. I mean, I don't really get that. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing like young Rhaenyra on a dragon going and like attacking something or something.
Yeah,
but I don't think we're gonna get that.
I kind of wish they were a little better at showing the people on the dragons. I feel like that's the one thing in Game of Thrones and in this that still looks kind of bad. It's always like whenever they're on the dragon flying, like the close-ups, it always looks pretty bad.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, like, you know, CGI is good, but I mean, for the most part, you can tell when it's CGI.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
What blew my mind is they use the same thing as like Disney uses for The Mandalorian, where it's like the big LED screens behind, like that big shot, like where they walk down that tower to Daemon, like on the bridge or whatever. That was all like, it's called the volume. That was all. So it's like green screen, but it's LED screen, like projectors. behind them.
Oh, wow.
So that blew my mind. I was like, oh, wow, that was like the one, that was one where I couldn't even tell. It, I mean, obviously, I didn't think they were on a bridge in medieval times.
Right.
But like, that looked, it looked really good.
What?
I thought they were really there.
They're in Croatia. Yeah.
I remember, where was it? Wherever they filmed the one, you remember it was off for a year because they had to wait for it to actually snow?
Yeah.
And we're like, well, you guys can't make snow, but they were like, no, we gotta wait.
No, you gotta be real.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, I'm cool with that, whatever.
Yeah. At least that was a season we actually got to see the action on. Which, I haven't watched it yet, but I put it in the podcast, the one we talked about. Game of Thrones is out on 4K for people if they want to stream it on HBO Max and whatnot.
4K.
I haven't watched that one episode to see if you can actually see when they fight, but maybe I'll watch it one of these times before. You know what we should do?
House of the Dragon in 4K?
Yeah, that's why they went back and re-put Game of Thrones out. Maybe when House of the Dragon's over, we rewatch that episode of Game of Thrones and see if we can actually see it and understand it.
Oh yeah, well, I don't even remember what season it was.
It was the last season, so it's one of
those. It was 8?
Yeah, because it was the big fight with the White Walkers and
the
whatnot.
Great battle.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I doubt it. I couldn't imagine it being much better.
I can't either, but
I really can't. But hey, I mean, you never know, right?
Maybe they just really cranked up the brightness as high as they could, and it's a lot better now.
Hopefully, they do.
It's possible. But are you ready to wrap up this bachelor party?
I'm ready to wrap it up, there, Chief.
All right. Well,
wrap it up.
Thanks for watching, everybody. Please like, subscribe, check out our Instagram, go to the other YouTube channel, Spotify, whatnot, TikTok, and we'll see you guys next week for episode 5, the last one with the young kids in the show. And then, and then we'll get to see what the show's going to be like potentially forever, which is kind of scary and interesting, but, you know, we'll see.